The epic begins with the description of the hero who saw everything, who, in the course of his career, acquired wisdom and penetrated into the mystery of things, and who passed through many trials. As a ruler of Uruk, his work in building a wall around the city and his erection of the famous temple E-Anna are singled out for special mention. He is described as two-thirds god and one-third man. It is related how he forced the people of Uruk to such hard service in carrying out his building operations as to lead them to appeal to the gods for deliverance from the tyranny of their ruler. They implore the goddess Aruru, "Thou, Aruru, has created Gilgamesh. Now create a rival to him. At the time when it pleases him, let him come. Let them strive with one another, so that Uruk may have rest." Thus incidental to the story, there follows a description of the creation of a human being by Aruru, which evidently embodies an earlier tradition of the way in which mankind came into being, produced directly by the gods. When Aruru heard this, she made, in her heart, a likeness of Anu. Aruru washed her hands, took a piece of clay, and spat on it. Engidu she created, the hero, a lofty offspring. Covered with hair was his whole body. He wore his hair like a woman. He knew nothing of land or peoples. He was clothed like the god Sumukan. With the gazelles he eats herbs. With the cattle he drinks at the trough. With the living swarm of the water is his heart contented. The description is clearly that of primeval man, living in a half-wild state of nature, close to the animal world, and half-animal himself in his appearance. In order to bring this tale, or myth, which clearly had an existence independent of the Gilgamesh epic, into association with the hero, the plan is formed by a hunter and his father to induce Engidu to leave his animal companions and come to Gilgamesh in order to become his rival. A maiden, described as a harlot, is brought to the trough where Engidu comes to drink with the beasts and cattle. She is to lure him by her charms, and succeeds in doing so. In the frank manner of primitive tales, the love scene between Engidu and the maiden is described in a manner as to leave nothing to the imagination. After satiating himself with the charms of the harlot for 6 days and 7 nights, a complete change has come over Engidu, who now no longer finds any pleasure in the animals about him. Indeed, the latter recognize the change and flee from him. The harlot says to Engidu, "Beautiful art thou, Engidu, like a god art thou. Why dost thou wish to dash across the field with a swarm of animals? Come, I will take thee to the enclosed Uruk, to the pure house, the dwelling of Anu and Ishtar, where Gilgamesh dwells, unique in strength, and, like a wild bull, powerfully rules the people." To further stir up his ambition, she tells him of 2 dreams that Gilgamesh had, foretelling a coming test of strength with another hero. Engidu understands the purport and agrees to go to Gilgamesh. In this way, the two are brought together.